This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.
From Trellis. How are you, sir? Good to see you.
Very good, Mike. Good to see you as well.
Long time no see.
No kidding. No kidding. I tell you. It's great being out at GSC. It's a great conference, and frankly, excited to see the number of people that are out here, too.
I hear there's like 4,000 people here, which is fantastic considering what we've been through the last couple of years. So.
It's great attendance at the booth. Trellis is having a fantastic time.
Good. Glad to hear that that the booth traffic, as they say, is positive. So
For sure. Good stuff.
Hey, we're talking about the need for IT staff in this industry, and Trellis obviously has a professional staffing service that helps out with that. And so can you give us a quick refresh, a little overview on what you guys are doing in that area?
Yeah, absolutely. But I do want to give a shout out to you. I mean, we did record a little bit about something like this last week.
We did.
Recently. And just since then, we've had a tremendous amount of interest coming in.
So it just speaks
to the interest in the market about sort of what, all the need that there is for staffing.
No doubt.
But as far as what we're trying to do is, we've been for the last couple of years trying to assess the market and understand what needs out there. I mean, as Trellis, we are, committed to the credit union industry, and so we want to know what's the press hot button issues for them. And staffing and retaining has just been one of those. So it's a critical need, and we are out there to provide professional staffing, provide talent to the right people, the right time, the right skill sets, 100% to credit unions. And it's a fascinating opportunity that we're trying to pursue.
So what's the deal? What's going on? Why is this huge need? Obviously, these jobs are highly sought after, and a lot of them are well-paying jobs. What's going on out there that there's this need? Because, I mean, obviously, and you guys are kind of filling that gap to help out with the need. So what's going on out there?
Well, it's an extremely challenging position. It's almost like the lines are spreading apart. Now, what I mean by that is the need is growing and the availability is shrinking. If you think about it, and that's making it even harder. From the availability shrinking side, I mean, I think I was reading about a 20% increase in salaries over the last 20 months. Ridiculous numbers, right?
Yeah.
Today I read an article about interviewers will interview people, and the candidates are ghosting the employers because there's so many opportunities. They don't even feel the need to respond.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so it's kind of a funny article about it, but it speaks to a very real problem that credit unions have. It's like you can't find the right talent. So while you may have 7, 8, 10 open positions for your technology teams, whether that's cloud, whatever it might be, unable to get candidates in the door. And like I said, just from our conversation recently, we've had credit unions reaching out, hey, I had no idea that we can actually get talent this way. So there's a big sort of inability to staff.
Right, right.
On the other side, I mean, just walk around here, a number of fintechs that,
and there's a lot up there.
Kudos to credit unions, right? I mean, there's a lot of fintechs, and these are great ideas. I love fintechs. I love what they bring to the credit union movement. But every one of them brings a little bit of a challenge, which is, hey, now I got to bring the right talent to make sure that this fintech integrates into my system, that it works, that I can use it to its fullest, because you don't want more systems that you can't use.
Right, right.
Right? And so that's just one way that the talent need is growing.
Okay.
And so, we've got an increased need for people and an increased shortage of people as well at the same time.
It's a weird recipe that's going on right now. So how are you guys helping? How do you position yourselves? I mean, do you kind of like scan the horizon and go, oh, there's somebody good over there. Let's matchmake them with XYZ Credit Union? Or how does the whole process work?
Well, the first thing we're trying to do is we've been working on this for a few months with piloting with a few credit unions to understand the true first cut of needs that credit unions might have. So what talent they might need. One of those examples is there's a big need around BI. So people to do visualizations, report, sharing of intelligence across organizations, right? Across departments. The second is cloud. So there's some of these needs that we've identified early on. And so we're going out and scouting the market for the credit unions and bringing that talent in-house of talent to Trellis. We're doing that in the US. We're doing that overseas. We're looking to expand the presence wherever we can find the right talent. And that's also that's an important point just because credit unions may not have the resources to go out and search in India or search in Europe or in Southeast Asia to find that talent. We do, but since it's our focus, we're focused on doing that. So we've been out there trying to assess the need of the market and then solve it with finding the right talent at the right price and the right place.
Gosh, if I'm a high school counselor, I'm telling all the kids that come to me and say, hey, you know what? There's a really good opportunity for you to have a solid career in financial service or in fintech. and the IT and any, basically any IT, like you said, business intelligence, AI,
analytics, modeling, quantitative studies.
Oh my gosh.
I'll tell you,
and the opportunities out there.
And that's an interesting point too that you bring up, is when a credit union hires an analyst, it's very hard for them to build a career path around one person or a two-person team. I mean, people come in there, they want to constantly be challenged, especially, you know, the millennials of today. I mean, they want to have jobs that are constantly challenging them mentally.
Yeah.
Well, to be in a company that's focused on that and has full career paths around it is a very different appeal to a talent person.
Yeah.
So I think we'll actually have the ability to draw in people far more because they'll get the experience of working with multiple clients in a more consultative environment and more staffing type environment versus what they wouldn't otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
I think we bring a strong value prop.
Completely, completely.
Yeah.
Last question for you, goals for this program. What are your goals here? Obviously, to fill all of these vacancies that are out there, that would be wonderful, but what are some of your goals that you guys want to achieve here?
I've been thinking about that. I mean, we obviously have some goals around sort of our financial metrics and how we want to do this. But the biggest goal that I would like to see is actually finding a way to move the credit union movement forward. We have to come up with some strong KPIs and strong measures as far as satisfaction metrics from our clients to see are they really seeing value in it. Our pilots have been highly successful. I mean, we've gotten multiple clients already up and running, even before the launch today. So, you know, it's been, we already have some good success. But I'd like to find a way to actually have credit unions kind of succeed and use some kind of net promoter score values.
Yeah.
So we're still building some of those metrics, but our goals are around just happy clients.
Yeah.
We've got that at Trellence. I want to continue that across into this new business unit.
Yeah, and creating jobs, you know, and filling jobs, you know?
Yeah,
that's a good
thing
too,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, we've got metrics around that too, but I'll just give you a perspective.
Sure.
We looked at some of the top credit unions in this country right now, and that says it's the top 100 or so, and we found over 6,000 open jobs.
Just
think of the numbers, right?
Yeah,
and so to put a goal around staffing 6,000, I think would be near impossible.
Right.
We want to take on clients, a few clients at a time, and just have them win.
Yeah. Well, and it'll spread too.
Oh,
so,
for sure. Yeah.
Definitely. All right, Karan. Anything else to add to wrap up? Any final words?
No. It's excited to be at GSC. It's a great event. Really, really excited about the professional staffing solution that we bring to market. There's a massive need. Everybody who stopped by our booth, everybody that I've talked to, you know, is interested in a lot of our analytics and our product solutions, but every one of them has something to say about our staffing need.
Good.
And so it's an exciting time.
Good. Well, it shows you guys are hitting a hot button.
Yeah.
Sure. Good
and it's good to see you. I don't know if I can shake your hand.
You can.
It's been 2 years, right?
Yeah. 2 years, my friend.
Fantastic.
Two years. And we're back. And like all of us are. So let's keep this wagon train moving.
I love it.
All right.
Love it.
Everybody, Karan Bala, Trellence and professional staffing services, which is highly, highly needed right now. Good stuff.
You bet.
Well done, sir.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.